Hi, I'm going to redictate on Sandra Ostrander. The other one I hung up by accident. So it is going to Dr. Gaffney, Gaffney, fax 989-607-6875, regarding Sandra Ostrander, Ostrander, date of birth 5/26/1949. Dear Dr. Gaffney, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Ostrander with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and chronic edema of the lower extremities. Her last visit was May 22nd of 2023. She has gained 6 pounds over the last year, but has been feeling very well. She's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and edema is stable. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril, 20 milligram twice a day, and Maxide, 37/25, once twice a day. Other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 210 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 82, and pulse is 71 and regular. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular and somewhat distant sounds, no murmur. Abdomen is obese and non-tender, no ascites. She has compression stockings, and edema is just to both knees bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 14th of 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.04. Estimated GFR is 55. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium, 9.4. Albumin, 4.1. Phosphorus is 3.8. Hemoglobin is 12.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease. 2, hypertension, slightly higher in the office today. She will continue to monitor blood pressures at home, a goal being 130 to 140 over 80. And 3, chronic edema of the lower extremities that is stable. And compression stockings are effective in controlling that. We will continue to have lab studies done every 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.